This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It's hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, is away this morning, actually running in the Surf City Marathon. And very briefly, Aaron in Technical Excellence, I think, has an update on how Chef Andrew is doing. Aaron, what
As
do you know?
10:57, he has finished the marathon.
Wow. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Chef Andrew had done no training for this marathon. Pretty incredible. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you either go to our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some imagery from Rodney Strong, which is our next subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I've been a fan of the wines coming out of Rodney Strong for a number of years. I always felt they were of really high quality and value priced. Really didn't know all of the story until a few years back when I had a chance to meet some of their principals, including the gentleman who is now their director of winemaking. As they march forward, they are constantly innovating, they're constantly improving, and also really trying to be a responsible company, which I definitely appreciate. So to get updated on everything that is going on at Rodney Strong right now, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the SoCal Restaurant Show their director of winemaking, Justin Seidenfeld. Justin, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you making the time.
Justin, again, we appreciate what Rodney Strong is doing. Now, Justin, since we last talked, we were talking about a very special project that was under the Rodney Strong umbrella, that being the Rowan Wine Company. Since then, you actually have been elevated at Rodney Strong because now you are the director of winemaking for the entire organization, which is the Rodney Strong Wine Estates. Before, Justin, we start chatting about what's new at Rodney Strong and the direction and the rejuvenation, give our listeners a little snapshot, if you will, of all of the labels and all of the activities that are under the Rodney Strong Wine Estates umbrella, because it's a big operation.
Yeah, absolutely. We have five brands that we make under our umbrella. Obviously, Rodney Strong is the bulk of what we do, but we also have a Burgundian brand called Davis Bynum, which was started by a gentleman named Davis Bynum about 45, 50 years ago now. He was a pioneer in the Russian River Valley, actually made the very first single vineyard Pinot Noir ever. Called from the Rocchioli Vineyard back in 1973. And him and Rodney were great friends and were the founding members of the Russian River Valley. So they've, you know, gone back a long time. And when he wanted to retire, he came to us and asked us to acquire his brand because he didn't want it to go to a corporate owner. And we agreed. We also have Rowan Wine Company, which is a single vineyard high elevation brand, and that is our highest end offering. And at this point, has been a very large success for us, raising the perception and opening people up to the quality that that we're doing these days. We have a brand called Upshot Wines, which is two blends that are lifestyle wines meant to be. You know, I created that brand. I actually named it and designed it, the whole project. And those two blends are meant to showcase why I became a winemaker and really talk about culture and talk about just really fun, inviting, yummy wines that you can consume, you know, with every day. And they're in a screw cap and they're accessible and they're made with great varietal compositions. The red blend is Old Vine Zinfandel, High Elevation, Malbec and Petit Verdot, really great Knights Valley Merlot, and actually blend Riesling into it. So there's white wine in that as well.
Intriguing.
And then the white blend is Gewurztraminer. It's the oldest Gewurztraminer in the United States. Comes from the Hush Home Ranch. It's got Viognier, it's Grenache Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, and I actually put a red grape in that, so I make white Pinot Noir and blend that into it for some freshness and fun. And then lastly, we have our newest brand called Naughty Vines, and that is a wine designed for a kind of a younger consumer that's really seeking bold, flavorful wines and less concerned about necessarily place of where the grapes are sourced from and more concerned about the way it makes them feel. And so that's made by actually a new winemaker. We just promoted Olivia Wright, a really smart, ambitious young woman who has just impressed the, you know, living Jesus out of me. And she is a rising star. And so she oversees the Naughty Vines brand for us.
Just
so five brands.
Sure. Justin, just to clarify for our listeners, you know, in your operation as director of winemaking, for each of your brands, you have a winemaker that you oversee. So, again, in terms of the structure here, it's fairly direct.
Yeah, I mean, so we have just three winemakers. Olivia oversees our Naughty Vines brand. I have another gentleman named Greg Morthol, and he oversees our Davis Bynum brand. And then I oversee Rodney Strong, Upshot Wines, and Rowan Wine Company. And then Olivia and Greg kind of help me facilitate the day-to-day operations for the, you know, for the Rodney Strong brands, making sure that nothing gets missed. And we work collaboratively as a team to kind of make sure we're making the best possible wines we can offer the consumer.
Sure. Now, Justin, something very unusual about Rodney Strong is you're all Sonoma County based, but you have 11 estate vineyards that you source fruit from, which, you know, is pretty incredible. Give us a little overview of that, if you would.
Yeah. So, you know, as director of winemaking, I also get the privilege to oversee all of our vineyard operations and grower relations as well. And so our 11 vineyard sites are kind of spread throughout Sonoma County and the best places for those particular varieties. So we have cool climate Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. We have high elevation Cabernet in Alexander Valley and at our Cooley Ranch. We have Old Vine Zin. And so we strategically pick the site with the right aspects, climate, soil structure to make us have the best possible chance for success of growing world-class grapes. And the biggest philosophy that I believe in and leading our team is that we can't make great wine without great grapes. And so that's our foundation. That's one of our biggest focuses is in the vineyard, farming them both sustainably, but also choosing the right sites to produce world-class grapes.
Justin, before we take our break and pick up the conversation, what exactly does sustainable mean when it applies to grape growing?
That's a great question. A lot of people are curious about that. And so for us at Rodney Strong, we follow something called the Code of Sustainability that was developed by an organization called CSWA. And this is three-pronged look at how we farm our vineyards, but not just farming them. It's also how we take care of the employees that live in them and make sure that those vineyards are going to be viable for perpetuity. So we're looking at fish-friendly farming, understanding how our impact affects the tributaries and creeks and streams that feed our rivers and oceans. We're looking at how we can farm with really as low an impact as possible. So it's not organic because organic actually requires you to drive through your property a lot because the materials that you're using have a very, very short life. And so what we're looking at is how we can do it naturally without any sprays or materials, but also if we are going to use something, how we can use a sustainable product that is biodegradable and naturally produced, but lasts a long time. So we're not driving through the vineyard with a tractor compacting our soils and putting carbon in the air as often as we want to do as little as possible. And so we're looking at a multi-pronged approach to be sustainable, to make sure we get high-quality grapes, are good stewards of our environment, and then the people farming them are treated with dignity and respect.
Justin, very clear explanation. We're going to take a quick pause here, and then we're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We are speaking with the director of winemaking for Rodney Strong, Justin Seidenfeld. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.